But if you're not a BRS member and you join us weekly on one of the 4 days that we have an afternoon kollel, so we encourage everyone. Not only do we encourage everyone, we strongly encourage everyone to take advantage of this week to express your hakaras hatov to BRS, to its rabbis, to Rabbi Shabtai, for all that they do to promote Torah, not just in our community, but really all around the world. And therefore, everyone should go to brsonline.org/global. Thank God we've had a great response so far. But again, we look forward to everyone's participation. Again, if you're benefiting from the Shirim and you are not a BRS member, it is decency to show your Hakaras HaTov by making a donation to allow us to continue to provide these wonderful learning opportunities and to promote Torah widely. Again, that's brsonline.org/global. You can go on right now and maybe you'll even get a special mention during the shiur if you do so. Okay, today's topic that we are discussing, and it's one that I purposely chose for this week because we're talking about it in the context of tzedakah, but it's a topic of using miser money to pay for tuition. Is one allowed to use their miser money? Is one not allowed to use their miser money? What is the source for miser in general? So if I share here with my source sheet, and you'll see that the source of giving miser, according to Chazal, is a very ancient tradition. For example, the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, in source number one, says, Remeir Omer Avram Hischil Rishon La'aser, that Avram was the first one to give miser. Lakach HaMaiser Mikoma Sheheshiv Min HaRechush Shel Sodom. Where did Avram give miser from? So we know that after the battle with Sodom, he had a windfall. He had an enormous amount of money. So what did he do? He took that money, and he gave miser from it. Veskol maaser ruchush lo ben achiv nasan l'shem ben noach shenemar ve'yitein lo maaser mikol. So we have a tradition based on the Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer that Avram gave maaser. Also in the Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, just a few chapters later, it tells us that not only does Avram give maaser, but Yitzchak gives maaser as well. The pasuk says vayizra Yitzchak baretz ahi. Yitzchak planted. Says Rabbi Eliezer, v'chizara dagan zera Yitzchak. Do we say that it belonged to Yitzchak? Chas v'shalom. Right? God forbid to say that. Ella, what does it mean, v'yizra Yitzchak? Lakach kol maaser mamono. He took maaser, he took tenth of all of his money, v'zara tzedakah l'aniyim ve'elavyonim. And he planted. In other words, he gave it over to the aniyim and to the poor people. K'shem she'ata omer, as the pasuk in Yehoshea says, zara lachem l'tzedakah, v'katzru lefi chesed. V'chol davar, v'davar she'yaser. Any time we give miser, says the Pirkei d'Eliezer, pasak lo kadosh baruch hu, me'ya sha'arim shel mini brachos. Hashem is going to open up for us many, many gates of brachos, she'nemar v'yimsa b'shana hi me'ya sha'arim, which of course is the continuation of that pasuk describing Yitzchak. So we know that Avram gave miser. We know that Yitzchak gave miser. What about Yaakov? Well, the Das Zakenim in Bali Atosos tells us that Yaakov also gave miser. As the Pasuk says, V'chol asher titain li, Midrash Yaakov tikein lases miser mina mamon. Yaakov also gave miser from his money. So we have a tradition, ancient traditions, that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov gave miser. They were very generous in giving tzedakah. And so again, of course, I remind everyone, those who came on a little late, that this week BRS is hosting an opportunity to show your gratitude to BRS if you're not a BRS member for all the learning. And you can go to brsonline.org/global, make a donation right now, and be like Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Okay, what is the source in the Gemara, right? Okay, and so we know that they're Midrashim, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Gemara in Maseches Tainus tells us, Asher, Aser, Te Aser, says the Gemara, Asher, Bishvil, Titit Asher, that you can actually give Miser, and if you do so, then you will become wealthy. The Gemara over there actually goes on in a continuation of the discussion to say, how can we guarantee that? Don't we have this notion that we're not allowed to test Hashem with mitzvos? I'm not allowed to say to Hashem, you know, God, if I put on tzitzis today, I'm going to crush that business deal. We're not allowed to say that. But the Gemara over there says there's one exception, and that is miser. That if I give miser, then I'm allowed to, so to speak, test Hashem. And say, Hashem, I'm giving miser. You said that I'm going to be wealthy as a result of that miser. Deal. Game on. The more you give, the more you get. And that is a challenge that we are allowed to issue to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Now, of course, over there, the Pasuk of Aser Ta'aser is talking about Tuas Zaracha. It's talking about taking Maiser from your grain. And so therefore, Tos over there says, Hachi Isa B'Sifrei, source number 5, aser taaser eskol tvuas zaracha, right? That you give meiser on all of the produce of your land. Hayote ashana hatsad ashana shana, that comes from your fields every single year. Says Tosos, ainli ela tvuas zaracha. Okay, that shows that if I am a farmer, if I am living in an agricultural community, so I have to give meiser, right? Shechai b'meiser. Ribis uprakmachia v'chol shar v'achem minayin. How do I know that I need to give meiser on my paycheck and on my capital gains and on the gift, or maybe not, well, right, and on something else that I benefited from? Tama lomar eskol, right? You don't need the word eskol. You could have just said aser taser tvuas zaracha. What does the words eskol come to add? Says Tosfos, dehavi matzi lemeimar estvuascha, my kol, lerabos ribis uprakmachia vechol davar shemeriach bo. Any gains that you and I benefit from, we have to give meiser on. Now there's a whole dispute about what is the nature of meiser, right? This pasuk seemingly implies, at least, that it is a deraisa. Maybe you can argue that it's a derabanan, and the connection to the pasuk is simply an asmachta. So some say it's a deraisa, some rishonim say it's a derabanan. Common practice is that it is a minug. So, for example, the Bach over here writes, the Bach says miu ein ze ella b'meiser ani. Right? When do we assume it's a deraisa? That's by meiser ani. Mizera aret shehi mitzvos asei min haTorah. Right, you crush it in a business deal. You come through on a $3 million deal. You got to give $300,000. Right, God says, I'm going to take, you could have $2,700,000. All I want back is $300,000. If I offered you that deal, any one of us would take that deal on the spot. Right, so God says, I gave you a paycheck. All I want is a tenth back. You could have 9/10. If you went into a business negotiation with someone, 10 out of 10 times you would take that deal. So that's what the Bach says over here, right? I made that business deal, $3 million. How do I know that I have to give meiser, right? That's not meiser ani. The Bach says it's not midaraisa, it's not midarabanan, but rather it is a minhag. Now, the fact that it's a minhag actually contains within it some additional halacha. So for example, let's say I do it as a minhag, but I do it three times, right? So for the first year of my marriage, every time I get a paycheck, I give meiser on it. So now we know that it becomes a neder, right? The same way anything I do three times becomes a neder. And so I have to be careful about that. So the poskim refer that you're supposed to say a tanai, that when I give meiser, you make a tanai that I'm not giving this al shem neder. And therefore, if it either comes a time in life when I'm not able to give meiser, or for whatever reasons I forget to give meiser, so I don't want it to be a problem with my, I don't want it to be a problem with my, with the neder that I made. And so therefore, they suggest that you make a tanai in the minug that you take upon yourself to, tanai in the adoption of this minhag. So again, that is the source for meiser. That is the notion that Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov upheld meiser. We saw the Gemara. We saw the application to our lives. We saw whether it's a deraisa, whether it's a derabanan, or whether it is a minhag. And again, I think the common assumption is that it's a minhag. The bigger question is, who can I give my meiser to? Does meiser have to be given specifically to aniyim? Right? Do I have to specifically give meiser to poor people? Or can I use meiser to, let's say, support a local shul who's doing a fundraiser to support their Torah learning? Is that meiser? Can I use meiser for that? So says the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Mem Tet, Ve'ein lasos mi meiser shalot dvar mitzvah. That you can't use meiser for dvar mitzvah. It could go neiros lebeis hakneses, o shar dvar mitzvah. Right? So I can't use my meiser to buy my lulav and esrog. I can't use my meiser to purchase candles for my Chanukiah for Chanukah. I can't use meiser to purchase matzah for Pesach. Rather, says the Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Maharil, Rak yitnenu la'aniyim. The only thing I can do with my meiser is give it to the poor. Now, by the way, I can give lots of tzedakah in addition to that. We're talking about meiser. Darchei Moshe, the Ramah, writes this as well in his comment. Reish Mem Tet. He says, Kasav Ma'aril Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, V'osim Bnei Adam Anosim Meiser Shalem L'Neiros Beis HaKnesset Shalo Kedinei Mosim. Right, if you use your Meiser to support the Shul, says the Darche Moshe, it's not correct what you're doing. Deha Meiser Shayich Lahanos Bo'anim. Because there's one purpose, and one purpose only for our Meiser, and that is to benefit those who are poor. Now, the Be'er HaGola qualifies this and walks it back a little bit in source number 9. Says the Be'er HaGola in source number 9, there's actually a middle category. And that is a mitzvah that is not a chiyuv, but a mitzvah that is a reshus. So for example, do I have an obligation to put on tzitzis this morning? No, I do not have an obligation to put on tzitzis this morning. There's no mitzvah chiyuvis that requires me to put on tzitzis. Right? I choose to perform a mitzvah kiyumis, which means that as long as I am performing the mitzvah, as long as I'm putting on tzitzis, I get a mitzvah. So says the Be'er HaGola, Shebelav hachi mechuyiv al kopanim lasos mitzvah zo, verotza liftor rimenu b'maiser ein rishai. Right? If there's a mitzvah that I have to do anyways, I have to take a lulav and esrog, I have to buy matzah, I have to light my menorah. So in all of those cases, I have to do it. And therefore, because I have to do something, anything that I have to do, I can't use my Meiser money for. Okay? Aval, irotze lasos bo mitzvah she'eino kvar mechuyev, rishai. But let's say I want to do a mitzvah that I'm not mechuyev in. Right? Tzitzis. I'm not mechuyev in tzitzis. I don't have an obligation to do tzitzis. Is it a mitzvah? Yes, it's a mitzvah. But I don't have an obligation to put on tzitzis, says the Be'er HaGola. In that case, right, I can use my Meiser money for that. So that's a little bit of that middle ground where it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, I'm not obligated to do it. It's not only giving it to aniyim, but there's that middle category, says the Be'er HaGola, of what we'll call a rishus, a mitzvah rishus, which means that I can if I want to, but I'm not obligated to, says the Be'er HaGola. In that case, I am allowed to use my Meiser money for it. And basically, every case we're going to see nowadays is going to be a discussion of one of those three categories, right? Is it just aniyim, or one of those two categories? Is it just aniyim? Or am I allowed to use it for mitzvos that are not chiyuvis, but rather voluntary mitzvos? So for example, Shaila Shetshuvos Ma'aril wonders, Im Adam Yotze Mitzvos Matanos La'avyonim B'mashe Nosen L'maus Mimaiser, right? Practical, coming up to Rosh Chodesh Adar. Am I allowed to give Matanos La'avyonim for Maiser? Says the Ma'aril, Mi Amrinan Kevan De Maiser B'lav Hachi Shaycha Lahem Lo Yatza Dahan Nosen Lahem Mishalahem. Right? In other words, do we say that the Meiser doesn't really belong to me? When God says, I'm giving you 10, give you $1,000, you get to keep 900, I want back 10. The 10 never belonged to me. The $100 never belonged to me. It belonged to the Aniyim the entire time. And so therefore, when I give that $100 to Aniyim, it's not me giving to the Aniyim. It's me returning to the Aniyim something that already belonged to them. If that's the case, suggests the Ma'aril, maybe I can't use Meiser for Matanos L'avyonim because I'm giving them something that already belongs to them. It's like what my kids do. My kids, for my birthday, sometimes they'll like go into my closet, they'll take something that belongs to me, they'll wrap it up in wrapping paper, and they'll give it to me as a birthday gift. Right? Now again, it's very cute. They can't go shopping. They don't have a lot of resources, and they clearly want to give me something. So says the Ma'aril, maybe that's how you read Matanos L'avyonim, that I'm giving the Aniyim something that already belonged to them. O Dilma, or he says, do we say, Iker takana kedei l'samcham? No, the whole purpose of Matanos L'avyonim, they don't care where the money comes from. They just want to get something. They want to get the money. Im kein yatzalan evyonim keinem makpidim im nosen lahem maiser imlav. They don't care where the money comes from. They don't care how they get the money. Rak sheim smeichim v'tovas hana shal maiser hu shal bailim. Ukshenosen zel la'ani simcha. When I give them the money on Purim, that enhances their sense of simcha. Tshuva matanas avyonim anias daiti note delo nafik b'maos meiser kevan detekante derabanani have a davar shebechova. Says the Ma'aril, you can't use meiser for matanas avyonim since it's a davar shebechova. V'nimsa ze poreach chovo mimasro, and because it's a chova, because it's a chiyuv, I can't use Meiser to pay for things that I am obligated for. I can't pay Meiser for things that I'm obligated for. Vein lobo ela tovasana. I'm getting benefit from it. V'yeshmer abasinu shepasku de'enu mamon leman da'amar mamon mikomakam havei davar shebechova v'chol shedavar shebechova enu ba ela min ha'chulin. Davar shebechova, something that I am obligated to, has to come from chulin, and this is not chulin, and therefore, says the Ma'ariel, I'm not allowed to use meiser money for matanas lavyonim. Now the Magen Avraham qualifies this. The Magen Avraham says, whoa. There are two obligations in matanas lavyonim, or I'd say two categories in matanas lavyonim. Category number one is matanas lavyonim. Category number two is what most of us do with matanas lavyonim. So for example, most of us are giving above and beyond the strict base requirement of matanas lavyonim. Let's say matanas lavyonim, I have to give $2. Right? Most of us give more than $2 as matanas lavyonim. And so says the Magen Avraham, mishelo velo mishe maos meiser, right? That I have to give the money for matanas lavyonim for myself, not for meiser. But v'im ba lahosif mosif mishel meiser. But if I want to give money on top of those $2, then I can use my meiser money for that. Okay? So again, how do we view meiser money? Do we view it as a chiyuv? Do we view it as a Rishus, do we view it at, right? And depending on how you view things, then you will apply whether or not you are allowed to use your Meiser money for it or not. The Chasam Sofer has the following scenario. What about supporting a child in learning Torah? Am I allowed to use my money to support someone like that? He says, Yikraso Iganu Po, Ani Ben Kfar Osek Berfuos Venafsho B'Sheil So Nidon Ho Mirabanan. Shehesi v'no shu bachar muflag, v'isiu libas talmud chacham, v'ischayiv liten b'chol shavua gimel zahav mins laharav shizon sheyizon hazog al shulchano meshech shisha shanim. Right, again, he's got to pay for his son to be able to learn. Is he allowed to use v'shal imutar liten sach anizkar le'el mimaus meiser sheragil lahafrish min arevach sheyaz min lazeh? Is he allowed to use his meiser money for that? Says the Chasam Sofer, absolutely not. Why? Because who does the money belong to? It does not belong to you. It belongs to poor people and poor people alone. How could you steal from poor people? There are people on Tomchei Shabbos and you're giving money to Chaim Yankel that he can learn in Ramat Eshkol? Says the Chasam Sofer, absolutely you can't do that. He says, Aval, b'mechilas kvoto, shaga b'rov shemariel, uvetshuva kasav lahedya, atam mishum de meiser shayach la'aniyim. Right, quotes the Ma'ariel, who we saw was in the Shulchan Aruch and the Drisha, that meiser is shayach to aniyim. Ve'eich yachol likach neiros be something mima'os aniyim. How can you, Beis HaKnesses, how can you take money from the aniyim and use it on something else? Afil lo yiyeh chayeh bahem, belav hachi, even if you wouldn't, you're not obligated in the mitzvah. You don't have to make a donation to Shul. You don't have to support your son in learning. Mikom makom eich yachol. Listen to a strong language. Eich yachol ligzol aniyim. How can you steal from the poor people? Skip down. V'im kein bevadai. Ilo haya noeg lahafrish meiser. Miit ve'enu. Umiich berenu. Havamina de'enu gozel aniyim. Hachinami. So too over here, even if you assume that it is a minag, once you do it three times, lahafrish meiser me revach shalo, to take meiser from all of your profits, v'las letito la'aniyim, and to give that to the aniyim, shuv komashi afrish meiser havim meila la'aniyim. From then on out, it's all got to go to the aniyim. V'lav kol kamine liknos mimenu ner lebeis haknes afilo eno mechuya bam. And you can't use the money to pay for the candles in the base to the shul. You can't give the money to the BRS global campaign. You can't use the money for that stuff. Rather, what are you limited to? You're limited to using it for. You're limited to using it for poor people. And so says the Chasam Sofer, right? Chas v'shalom. I can't even use it for a davar reshus. I can't even use it for something that is not required, but something that is a voluntary mitzvah, because after all, meiser is exclusively for aniyim, and how can you steal from poor people? The Drisha, again, all the same idea over and over again. The Drisha has the question of, can I use meiser money to purchase svarim? Asher she'elas liknos svarim, source number 13, mina meiser, can I use meiser money to purchase svarim? Kachani Rogil Horos Livni Adam Komitsa Shatava Lyado Kagon Lios Bal Bris, Ola Hachnis Chasan Vikal Chupa, Vichy Yotzbehem, Vichain Liknos, Svarim, Lilmo Behem, any of these mitzvos, Chasan and Kala, Svarim, make a bris, Ula Shin La Khirum Lilmo Behem, or to give people money so that they can learn. Im Lohaya Yecholas Biyado, Veloya Oseosa Mitzvah, Yachol Liknos Mina Meiser. If you wouldn't have done it otherwise, says the Drisha, then you can use the money for Svarim. If you do not have the financial ability to do it otherwise, then you are allowed to use it to buy mitzvos. In other words, it says the Drisha, it is permissible for Davar Rishus. And so up until now, what we've seen is this machlokas, essentially, which is, what are you allowed to use your Meiser money for? Are you allowed to use your Meiser money only for Aniyim? That was the Mariel. Are you allowed to use your Meiser money for Divrei Rishus? Right? Things that are voluntary mitzvos, things that are not obligated in doing them, but that I'm choosing to do them? Or am I not allowed to use it for that either? And again, we saw some practical applications for that. The Chasam Sofer, who paskin like the Mariel, says, no, you can only be for poor people, and therefore you can't use it to support your child in learning. We saw the Drish, who says, no, you can use it to buy Svarim. Right? Because if you couldn't have done it otherwise, this is a Dvarishus, you're using it for a mitzvah, and therefore you should be able to use your Meiser money to pay for that. Okay, so far we've seen that discussion. What is the analysis behind all this? In Gemara terms, we say, what's the lumdus behind this entire conversation? And so, says the Shalos Tshuvos Meshe Davar and the Netziv, right? Who is, or what is, Meiser modeled after? Right? Is Meiser modeled after Meiser Aniyim, in which case it's only going to go to the poor people? Or is Meiser modeled after Meiser Sheni, in which case it can be used to support Torah learning? Says the Meshev Davar, right? He quotes here first all of our sources, right? The Ramah that says, Litein La'aniyim Dafka. He says the Makor is the Yerushalmi in Peah, which talks about in the context of Meiser Ani. Quotes the Yerushalmi and then says, Agra Zal Bebeiro Yerudea Dahainu Kim Meiser Ani. That our Meiser is no different than Meiser Ani. Umishum Hachi HaMafrish Meiser Kesafim Dafka La'aniyim. If you view it that Meiser is comparable to Meiser Aniyim, then it has to be given to Aniyim. Umisha Haya Noig LaHafrish Meiser Kesafim Alpidas Ramah Havidoma Amalos Lamisha Omer Harizela Zod Litztak Aniyim. It's as if you say it's automatically going to be for poor people. Ve'ein HaBailim Yecholim L'shanos Afilu Mitzvah Cheres. And therefore, once it's designated for the Aniyim, I can't therefore redesignate it for something else. I cannot give it to the BRS capital campaign. I can't give it to the BRS global campaign, which everyone is encouraged to participate and join. Right? I can't use it to support my child in learning. I can't use it to buy Sfarim. I can't use it for any of that. Why? Because it is Meiser Ani. It is limited to Aniyim. But all of that, he says, is if you view it through the prism of Meiser Ani. But there's a second option. And that we know is that there are other people who say you can use it for other things. For example, he says, he quotes here the our source, Avamisha Noeg Likno Svarim, right, that you can use it for buying Svarim. And he quotes here Medrash Tanchuma, in Parshas Re'e, which say, Aser Taser, Aser B'Shvil Tati Taser, Mikan Noegu Pragmation, The Medrash Tanchuma says that from the pasuk of Aser Taser, right, Meiser Dagan, we have this concept that the old businessmen used to take 1/10, and what did they give it to? Doesn't say they gave it to poor people. Rather, the Medrash says they gave it to Amlei Torah, to those who are learning Torah. Ah, you can give your Meiser to the BRS global campaign. Then he quotes Tosos Maseches Tainis and says, the Netziv, Vihine Mevuar, Baoso Medrash, Shenogu LaHafrish Echem Masu LaAmlei Torah, Diktiku LaAmlei Torah V'lo LaAniyim. Right? You don't have to be a rocket scientist to see that what the Medrash said is that they gave it to Amlei Torah, to those who are Osek in Torah, and they didn't give it to those who are poor, unless you assume that those who learn Torah are also poor. Okay, maybe. Ba'alma Ela Mishum De'ikar Parsha Zo, B'Meiser Sheni Mairi. Right, this isn't modeled after Meiser Ani. but rather Al Pi Lamdus, it's modeled after Maaser Sheni. Now, what do we know about Maaser Sheni? So he quotes here that Maaser Sheni, we know, was brought to where? Maaser Sheni was brought to Yerushalayim. What was the purpose of bringing Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, says the Netziv? Right? Ikaro Mishum Talmud Torah V'Yira. That Maaser Sheni, the Iker part of it was to come to Yerushalayim, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, and to learn Torah, to be inspired by it. Right? He quotes the Sifri, Haggadol. Maaser Sheni Shemevi Lidei Talmud V'Yira. That the whole purpose of Maaser Sheni was that it brings you to a greater awareness of Talmud Torah, V'Hainu. Mishum Sheshoa B'Yerushalayim. That when they came to Yerushalayim, they used to dwell in Yerushalayim, Ad Sheyochal Masro, until your Maaser got eaten. V'Odena B'Yerushalayim, Yoshev Elomed. Right? Once you're in Yerushalayim, once you're in the Inn Baal Hotel, once you're in the Chveis, the David Citadel, or the whatever the hotel is. Right? Once you're there, so now you're going to chop a shear. You're going to grab some learning. V'Shomei Musser. You're going to hear a shmooze at the Kotel. V'Yir HaShemayim, and you're going to be inspired. U'Misheinu Yacho, Leishev Yerushalayim, Kol Meshech, Shema Sosa B'Yado, Azai Mechalik, Masro, La'amal Torah, Shev Yerushalayim. And if you couldn't wait the entire time for your Meiser to be used up, you know what you used to do? You used to give it to the people learning Torah in Yerushalayim. U'Mishum Hachi, Nagu, Asochrim, She'ein Yechon, Livlos, Meiser, Ksafim, Shalem, Kedei She'il, Meduhema, La'seis, La'cherim, Amle Torah. People who couldn't find a home for their Meiser, Sheni, they used to give it to those who were learning Torah. U'Ve'emesim, Oso, Socher, Ratzel, Lifrosh, Atzmo, La'Torah, Eze, Meshech, V'lecho, Masro, Yecholo, Brachos, Arosho. Right? If he's the one who wants to learn, even better, says the Netziv. But what is the Netziv talking about here? Right? What is the model of Maaser Sheni? What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between all of these sources? Can it just be used for Aniyim, or can it be used for other endeavors as well? What we call Mitzvos Rishus, can support my child in learning, any of these examples. So says the Netziv, it depends what Maaser is modeled after. If it's modeled after Maaser Ani, then it can only be used for Aniyim. Or, like the Medrash is saying, is it modeled after Maaser Sheni, in which case the whole purpose was to support and promote Talmud Torah, then, of course, it could be used for other things other than Aniyim. How do we paskin? So again, we paskin that the whole thing is a minug, and even the Ramah, who says you can only use it for Aniyim, right? But we say that you could take upon yourself a Tanai, and because it's a minug, it gives us a lot more leeway, right? If you assume it's not a deraisa, not a derabanan, so it gives us a lot more leeway. And so the Meforshim, the Poskim say that you can make a Tanai that I'm using it also for other mitzvah purposes, like learning in Torah, like yeshivos, like whatever the case might be, perhaps even day school education, which we're going to come to in just a little bit. Okay, so that is all part two. Part number one, we discussed the source. Part number two was we discussed some of the parameters of what can I use Meiser for, what can I not use Meiser for. We analyzed that. We gave a little bit of lumdus, the Nekudas HaMachlokas, the Chakira behind a lot of that analysis. And now we come to our topic today of tuition. Moshe Feinstein was asked this question in Tafshin Chav Ches, which again, someone will tell me the year. Okay? And he was asked, Hine medavar im rashai l'shalim schar limud habanos be'beis sefer, Shinikra Beis Yaakov, Mimaos Meiser. Can I pay my daughter's tuition with Meiser money? Says Ramosha, Vada yesh chiluk bein banim lebanos. There is a chiluk, there is a differentiation between boys and girls. Why? Midina de lilmon mikra ha chayiv av lelame lebanav av beschar. Right, because when it comes to me teaching my son, I'm obligated to do that. That's a mitzvah chiyuv. I have an obligation to do that. U'memela hu davar shebechova. It is an obligation for me. She'ena Rashaya l'shalim me'a Meiser. We know that things that are obligatory upon me, I cannot use Meiser for that. Aval labano she'ena chayev ala av lilmod lehen Torah. But for a daughter, who I'm not obligated al pidin to teach them Talmud Torah, hare zeh davar shebechova. Hari ein zeh davar shebechova. V'imyesh tzorech hayesharech lahatir lahan litain mikesed Meiser. And therefore, if I need to, I'm allowed to use Meiser money for that. Now, before you get all excited that you can write off your granddaughter's or daughter's tuition dollars, says Moshe avav menino senu kan shemechuyav medina b'malchusa. But nowadays it's different, because I am obligated to educate my daughter. It's called Dina Namalchus Adina. The state requires me to support my child in school. I have to put my child in school. That is not a voluntary thing that I do. That's an obligation that I have to do. Right? Medina de Machusa, Lilamdam Bebe Sefer Shalem, Bechazde, Hashem Yisrach, Israel, Ika Rashus, Lilamdam Bebe Sefer, Shetachas and Halas, Israel. Right? That I'm obligated to teach them, and I have the opportunity to pay for a day school education. Right? Where does he say? Vira Hashem Shenimsa Shim Lo Yitin Bitol Lilmod Bebe Sefer. If I don't put my daughter in school, a kosher school like a Beis Yaakov, and to inspire them into a life of Torah and Shmiras and Mitzvahs. Right? The alternative isn't going to be much better. Right? Even though back then it may have been a rishus, nowadays it's a chiyuv. I'm obligated to give my daughter a Jewish education. And therefore, once we come to that, says Rav Moshe, that if I'm obligated, if the children are, then I'm obligated, I'm sorry, then I cannot use my Meiser money for that. So says Rav Moshe, She'im lo ratza avli shtada batzal is bitok she'osia latzim, okay, fine. He says, Ulfi cheshbon Meiser shalom nikar, shumei revach pachos mikdei hotzas medina pater, ki parnasas atzmo kodem l'chol adam. Okay, so where does this leave us? Right, so first of all, Rav Moshe says, right, we have this concept in halacha that if your child is old enough, right, then I'm no longer obligated to sustain and nourish that child, right? Halacha assumes, for example, a child over 6 years old, that below that I'm obligated to, above that I'm not obligated to, but a child that I don't have to support anymore, so then I can use my Meiser money for it, to buy them money, to buy them food, and to buy them clothes, and stuff like that. So Moshe says, what's the cutoff, right? So Moshe says, if the children are at an age where the children are not going out to support themselves, then it becomes my societal obligation, and I cannot use my Meiser for them. But what about a child who's 25, 26, 27, 28 years old, right? Can I use my Meiser on them? So there Moshe says, they're going to be like an ani. And if there's an ani, then perhaps you can use your Meiser money to support them. So Rav Moshe says that, again, the times have changed, that it's no longer what it used to be, but that nowadays, because children are stop being supported at a certain age, for example, right, then if they continue to rely upon me after that, again, a 30-year-old son learning in yeshiva, so there Moshe says there would be more room for leniency. Now, where does this leave us with tuition, right? So as Rav Moshe says, my tuition dollars are an obligation. They are a chiv upon me. And if they are a chiv upon me, I cannot use my Meiser money for that. But there's one major caveat, or there's one major loophole. And that is a secret that I have for all of you. And the secret that I have for all of you is as follows. Nowhere, right? When you pay, let's say when I pay $18,000, $16,000, let's pick a round number, $15,000, for my child's day school education, right? I have a secret for you. Not all $15,000 is going for my child to be educated. There's something called tuition assistance, right? There's something called scholarships. And so what schools do is out of the $15,000 that I'm paying for tuition, let's say $10,000 is actually going to educate my child, and the other $5,000 is going to supplement other children who can't afford day school education. It builds it in to the scholarship fund, okay? So what would happen if we could get a school to admit that, and to admit that number and to say, Abbe Masku, it's only $10,000 is paying for your children, the other $5,000 is paying for other children, because then I could take those $5,000 and use my Meiser money for those $5,000. So I believe there are schools that do that. There are schools that will be open. And what they say is tuition is $10,000. But we strongly recommend a $500 donation on top of that, which will support other children, and you can use that from your Meiser fund. So a couple of years ago, there was a big hoopla in BRS, because once this became more popular in the New York area, so it filtered its way down here, and people said, great, this is geschmack. I can use some of my Meiser money to pay for my children's tuition. So they went to one of the heads of school, one of the principals, and they asked them for the number, and the head of school gave them a number, whatever it was. $8,500 paying for your children. The other $6,500 is paying for other people's children. And parents heard that, and they went crazy. They said, are you kidding me? That my child's education is only $8,500, and I'm killing myself working day and night, and the other, almost half the tuition is going to support other people who, by the way, are driving fancier cars and going on nicer vacations. And it was a whole hullabaloo. It was a whole thing. In fact, the administrator got in a lot of trouble for admitting that number to a parent. And since then, I don't think anyone locally has ever admitted what that number is. So again, maybe the schools in New York, that's more of a cultural thing. But here, it certainly became a lot less popular. But if you could get the schools to admit that, then it would be much more feasible to say, okay, great, $10,000 I can't use for my Meister because that is my obligation. But the other $5,000, because I'm not obligated in it, then I could use it from my Meister money. So let's just summarize briefly. What we saw here today was first the source, right, that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov gave Meister. We saw that it's, again, deraisa, derabana, and most assume it's a minug. Who can I give it to? Do I just give it to Aniyim, or can I give it to others as well? Can I give it to other sources? We saw the Meshia Davar, the Tziv, who said, what's the Chakira behind that? And he says the Chakira behind that's going to be whether it's modeled after Meiser Ani or whether it's modeled after Meiser Sheni. Right? By the way, a beautiful idea, Meiser Sheni, which I threw in there. I don't know if anyone appreciated it. And then we discussed tuition. Am I allowed to use that for tuition? Right, the differentiation between sons and daughters, that for sons it's a chova, it can't be used for Meiser. Daughters, he said, might be different, but then he said nowadays that all children need to go to school, so you can't use Meiser for that, but because you can't use Meiser for anything that you benefit from, which by the way is why you can't use Meiser for shul dues, because you're benefiting from the shul, but if you don't belong to BRS, you can use Meiser to participate in our global community, www.brsonline.org/global. But again, these are all some of the conversations. There happens to be, for anyone who wants to follow up on this discussion and to learn more about it, there's a wonderful, wonderful book that ArtScroll put out about Meiser, which really takes you in a very detailed level. A lot of the ins and outs of Meiser, right? There's an enormous amount of halacha behind it. And again, I'll wet your palate with it now, but we're not going to be able to go into it too much in detail. But what is included in my obligation to give Meiser? Right, I gave a couple of examples, my paycheck, capital gains, the profits I make off some of my investments, right? But there's a lot of details within that. And then there are deductions, the things that you're allowed to deduct from your Meiser. So for example, things that are going to be in taxes, I'm allowed to deduct from my Meiser. Certain business expenses are allowed to be deducted from Meiser as well. And so again, it's a really wonderful book to look at as a reference guide. Obviously, if you have specific trials, you should ask your local Rav. But again, it's a really great work if you just want a halachic overview of many of the halachas of Meiser. I'll end where I began, which is that many of you are BRS members already, and for that we appreciate already enormously your generosity in supporting BRS and being a member of BRS. If you are not a member of BRS, so I strongly encourage you to participate in our week of global giving, BRS Global, BRS Plus, which is not a subscription service, but it's an identification. It's saying that you benefit from the Torah, the learning, the writings from the rabbis at Boca Raton Synagogue. This is your opportunity to pay back that those gifts that you get from BRS, to show your gratitude, and to give back. And so again, I encourage everyone to go to brsonline.org/global, brsonline.org/global, and to express that Hakara Satov. And with that, I bid you farewell and turn it over to my Rebbe, my mentor, Rabbi Eisenstein. Only the last. I'm your Rebbe for 2 minutes.
I gave a lot for those 2 minutes.
Okay, Shkayach.